The bomber who killed at least 51 people in the southern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Saturday was aged between 12 and 14. That's according to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan revealed the bomber's age during a press conference in Istanbul on Sunday. He repeated earlier assertions that initial information suggested the attack was carried out by a Daesh Takfiri terror group. The attacker struck a wedding party in Gaziantep. 69 people were also wounded in that blast, 17 of them seriously. Now, meanwhile, a funeral procession in the city for a dozen of the victims killed in that wedding party blast turned into an anti-government demonstration, with many mourners being angry with the Turkish president. And relatives of 12 victims killed in the bombings chanted anti-Erdogan slogans and threw objects during the demonstration in the southern Turkish city of Gaziantep. Turkish riot police were present on the scene. And meanwhile, in Istanbul, hundreds of people gathered to condemn the wedding party attack and protest against the ruling AK Party of President Erdogan. The country has been hit by a spate of terrorist attacks over the past few months. Last week, two deadly bomb blasts struck the city of Van and the town of Bitlis. Now we're joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean out of Atlanta, managing editor of Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Dean. Nice to have you back on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Mr. Dean, Turkey says that it was a child bomber, 12 to 14. Now this, in a mostly Kurdish-populated town, roughly 70 kilometers from the Syrian border. What do you make of this?
Well, it's really a perverted act when you're going to use a 12-year-old kid to blow up a wedding party. That's a real example of terror. So somebody really sat down and thought this out, that they wanted to send a message that any large gathering like this, this is what you could expect. People can't be, every event they ever go to, everybody has to be patted down and metal detectors. People can't live their lives that way. And certainly people aren't going to be looking at children. So this is a something new. Somebody was really sending a message here, and even though with the qualified terms, they don't have any proof that it was ISIL, we still have to remember what area of the world we live in, where intelligence agencies are engaging in terror when they want to, and one of those ways they do it is to do terrorist acts to try to frame someone else, because who would gain from having the Kurds and ISIS going at each other through a horrible act like this? So I'm afraid we're going to see more of this. This is the world we live in now, and there's going to be more funerals and more maimed and torn to pieces people like this. And somebody's got a dead son that did something like this that they have to live with.
And you saw a lot of the victims, relatives, and some of these demonstrators leveling these accusations, blaming the AK Party and President Erdogan for the violence against the Kurds that's taking place. I mean, where do you think that's founded in these allegations at the government?
I think it's just anger. The Kurds have had a very rough time with Erdogan. He kind of broke the ceasefire. Obviously, he decided that he wanted to have a conflict in the country, thinking that that would make them look like they were under threat and they would go along with some of the military things that he wanted to do. So he's there to carry some of the blame because he's also been involved with the Syrian war and keeping that going. And maybe this is one of the reasons he's trying to back out of it now. And we'll have to see whether this is real or it's just more manipulation on other people's parts to try to keep the blame game going, keep the terror going, but then blame it on the other guy.
And Mr. Dean, why do you think Turkey's become such a target for these terror attacks as of late? And what can they do as far as policy change to try to address this issue and either decrease or quell the attacks in the country?
Well, some of this may be if he's pulling back his support for the Syrian terrorist groups, this could be a payback signal. But then again, why would they be attacking the Kurds unless they're trying to have the Kurds think that it was something that Turkish intelligence did? So with all of these jihadis, if they're retreating, particularly out of Aleppo, and they go to Syria, and they're, I mean, Turkey, and they're very angry because they didn't get more support from Turkey, I would be very worried about having all those people come back to my country. And frankly, I wouldn't let them across the border.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of the city of Atlanta.